Got something to say. Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And ServPro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened, presents Got Something to Say.
Welcome to the show. It's Ray Gustafson, and I'm really excited about the opportunity and the information that I'm about to share with you today here on Got Something to Say, because I'm a big history buff, as I've said many times, and we're going to go back in history a little bit, back to the 1950s, and talk about that in just a couple of minutes. But to lead us into that, I want to introduce to the microphone Pastor Jeffrey Hubers from the First Congregational Church of St. Joseph. How are you doing, Jeffrey?
Wonderful. It's a great day.
Glad you could be here to talk with us, and you brought some guests that I'm going to have you introduce here, and then I've got a real treat for you coming up. I'll just leave it at that. I'm just going to leave you in anticipation. So Pastor Jeffrey, tell me a little bit about the First Congregational Church of St. Joseph.
Well, we've been here for a long time, but I'm very new to the scene. So I started end of July. I moved here with my wife and our dog, and we've just been very blessed by this congregation. They have a great heart and soul for the community, and one of the reasons that we're doing this upcoming concert is because we want to be connected to the community and be engaged and just filled with a lot of great people who have a heart to serve and to be connected to those around them. And music is a big part of our church. We have a great choir.
Sure.
Love singing, love instruments. We do a jazz concert usually in August. We've done that for the past 3 years or so. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, music's a part of our life. It's a part of our worship, and it's a way we want to connect with the community. So it's just an exciting season.
You kind of let the cat out of the bag because teasing people, and you said, oh, the upcoming concert. So you just kind of let it out here. I was going to tease the listeners a little bit.
I don't like surprises because, you know, it's just torturing people. And, you know, the church, well, we do torture people, but you know, I'm here to serve. So,
right.
I didn't let the cat out of the bag.
That's fine. No, that's totally fine. So tell me, we've got a concert coming up on March 13th. And so tell us what it's about. And then we actually have a couple of people that we want to talk to in a little more specifics about the concert.
Absolutely. Well, on Wednesday, March 13th, mm-hmm. We'll be having this group, and I won't say more about them because
go for it.
The Spaniels Forever will be joining us, and we're going to have this concert. It's a free will donation, so everyone is welcome. The whole family is invited to come out. We want to see everybody there. We've got a big sanctuary. We can hold a lot of people, so we want to see it full. I want to see people hanging from the rafters to be a part of this concert, to be part of this music, and just really enjoy the night together. I think it's going to be a great time, great for all ages, people who grew up listening to this music, people who might be new to this music. But either way, it's just going to be a wonderful night, and I think it's going to be good for the church, and I think it's going to be good for the community.
Yeah, and it's not new music by any means, and we'll get to that in a couple of minutes. So again, it's the Spaniels Forever, right? Is that what we're going to? Okay, so who did you bring in? You brought a couple of people with the Spaniels.
I did. I've got here Larry, who serves as their promoter, and Billy, who is, of course, the heart of the group, maybe the soul, backbone. He's all the parts because he's been there forever.
The godfather of doo-wop.
Exactly, yes.
Larry Kilcoyne, did I say that right, Larry?
Kilcoyne,
okay,
yeah.
Got it. And you are the promoter for the Spaniels. You've been doing this for a little while. Tell me a little bit about you and how you got involved with the Spaniels and at what time and a little bit about the Spaniels.
I met Billy in March of 1992 working for a friend named Gary Edwards in Niles, and we had a promotion company, and I met Gary, introduced me to him, and we started doing concerts with him at Niles High School.
Yep.
And it was just...
It was a lot of fun.
And very much so. Very much so.
And something you wanted to get involved in.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Because your heart's there, right?
Well, I've been in promotions most of my life. For 50 years, ever since I got out of high school, I've been putting shows on.
Yeah.
So
tell me about the Spaniels. When did give me a little background on them and when they got their start and where and just.
Well, actually, at Roosevelt High School in Gary, Indiana, in 1948, him and Pookie Hudson and a few other got together and started singing in hallways.
Is that right?
At the school, yeah.
Okay. And from that point
and
on,
just
kind of bring us up to
from
date.
From that, yeah. And one of his friends that were singing with him asked his wife or girlfriend, well, how do we sound? And she said, you sound like a bunch of dogs.
Right. Yeah.
And so they called them, renamed themselves the Spaniels.
Okay. So that's how the name came to be.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's really fun. And so we, as Pastor Jeffrey said, we've got a concert coming up at the First Congregational Church in St. Joe on the 13th. It's a Wednesday night at 7:30. And Larry, you brought somebody. I'm going to call him a celebrity. You brought somebody.
He is a celebrity in his own right.
And introduce who it is.
This is Mr. Billy Shelton of the Spaniels Forever. And he's their bass singer. And what a wonderful, wonderful man this guy is. And he's just been an inspiration to my life since 1992. And I just love him to death. Mr. Billy Shelton.
How you doing, Billy?
There
you go. Look at that. So
I'm doing great. I'm with a lot of people that I love all together at your station, Ray, and I really am honored to be here, and I'm so glad there's a radio station like this that keeps the music alive, American music alive, because the times that we started singing, it was right after the war, and those were the happier days in America. Everything was beautiful.
Right. So tell me about back in, what did you say, Larry, 1948 or so?
1948, they were all high school kids.
Okay, and what made you decide back then, Billy, to try to do something like this and put this together? Were you guys just hanging out and decided to sing a little bit in the hallways or what?
Well, with me, it was a little different. My grandmother was a preacher. My grandfather was a preacher. And my dad was a preacher, so I didn't have a chance. I had to come through the church.
Sure.
And we started off singing church songs. That's why I'm so excited to be at the church, at Pastor Jeff's church, because it makes the circle complete.
Right.
And through all the years, I think the reason that we survived where other groups have come and hit the top and dissipated and everything.
Sure.
We're still here because we try and keep God first.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
If we can help persuade somebody to become a Christian through our singing and everything, that never changed. We got lucky. We did a song that's probably all over the world. If you go to China and you go there, they'll say, good night, sweetheart. Any place, France, anywhere, it's all over the world. So we were lucky. We were blessed with that. But I think I'm more blessed because we have a bunch of guys in our group now. It's five of us. All of the guys are Christian. Young men, we sang, I'm proud of them, we sang for hospice. Not a lot of churches
right.
would send their choirs out for that, you know, but the guys did that. We did a show with the Rascals. You remember Good Lovin' and Groovin'?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Felix Cavallari. And I'm proud of them. And I'm so excited over this program coming up on the 13th. You know, we can hardly wait.
I'll bet.
Because it's like the circle is complete now.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to take a second here because I want to play a little bit of the song that you kind of lead me into it just a little bit with the do it again for me. Okay, let's take a quick listen here.
Good night, sweetheart, when it's time to go home. Good night, sweetheart, when it's time to go home. sweetheart, good night.
All right, that's amazing. I am really excited about this. Billy, thank you for coming in and telling us a little bit. I want to hear more of your story, and I'm excited for the performance coming up on the 13th. At the First Congregational Church. Back to Pastor Jeffrey. So give me a little bit of more information then about the Spaniels Forever, about the concert coming up, and how can people find out some more information?
We've put up posters all over town, St. Joe, Bentonheimer. I'm sure even Bridgman's got some. You can go to our Facebook page, which is FCC St. Joseph. Our website is fccstjoseph.org. You can call the church, 269-983-5519, or just stop by. We're at 2001 Niles Avenue, where offices usually open 8 to 4, Monday through Thursday. And services are Sundays, 10:30 a.m., so any of those times or any of those avenues, come check us out, and we'll be happy to tell you more about the concert. But it's Wednesday, March 13th, 7:30. Bring a free will offering, and come bring the whole family.
Appreciate all of you for coming in and talking with us. Excited about the show. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night.
Got Something to Say, brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got Something to Say from News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.